turn this back on. But anything else? Any that you've been integrating a little bit? Any thoughts pop up? Or?
I agree with what Jody said.
Yeah. I feel a little bit like, you know, when you have like an adrenaline rush and you get that kind of crash
up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like to check in before we do another one. People have all kinds of different reactions, and you might even have different reactions at different times with working with energy. Sometimes it makes you really tired, sometimes you feel just like lighter and energized. So it's good to drink a lot of water, just like after massage, you know, you're processing a lot.
I feel like I'm shorter and like full of lead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smaller somehow.
Yeah. It's it feels like that has to do with grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially after eating, because it's like, that's, I did too. I get so hungry after doing energy work. I'll probably have another full meal after.
Mm-hmm.
Word, because it's just using so much energy. It's wild.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing this kind of work in a group session, like, do you feel other people's breath? Do you feel other people's energy, and are you working that whole time to deflect that?
That is a good question. I do feel energy. I mean, it's seven of you? Because there's seven of you. It's different than a one-on-one session where it's like really just feeling that person's energy. Bless you. But in a group, there's kind of this melding together with everyone's energy, and it's a group energy, and there are certain things that kind of the group has in common. So I'd say I'm processing a lot of energy, but there's nothing that I'm not, or there's nothing that I'm trying to avoid taking in, or, yeah. But it is, I mean, it's a lot. Might not look like it, but there's a lot happening in there. So that's why I get really hungry, and I'll probably sleep well, hopefully. Yeah.
Are you doing anything energy-wise to facilitate, like, the opening of people, or...
Good question, yeah. Through, in each journey, I do go, I check in with the energy of each person, and do a little, it's different for each person, but just, like, a little sort of boost. Like, here's some energy. If you need help, like, pulling that piece in or clearing something out, I don't have a specific intention in it, but I do check in with each person in the journey. So. Yeah.
Why aren't we laying on the ground?
Yeah. Good question. A lot of shamanic journeys are done laying on the ground, and a lot of people use drumming or some sound, rattle, to get into a trance state, and that's just not the way I was taught, and I'm not into, like, drumming circles. I've never done them, but it's just a matter of preference. So often, when you read about soul retrieval, and I put a book out there that's about soul retrieval, it's kind of the most popular book about it, most well-known book about it, but it's completely different than what we're doing here, because it talks about when the person lies down on the floor and the shaman lies down next to them, or sometimes even head-to-head, and they, I don't know if they journey together or just the shaman is journeying to bring back pieces for that person. So it's another style of doing it. So, yeah. But by all means, if you're at home or wherever, out in the park, and you want to lie down and bring some soul pieces back, Go for it.
Mm-hmm. If there's a drum in the distance.
Yeah, use it. Use it. Absolutely. If you like drumming, do that. Or, you know. Yeah. So lots of different ways of doing it.
Other questions?
Okay. Cool. Will you fill up for doing one more?
Sure.
Okay.
Is there a question mark after that?
He's ready to go. So we did some extraction on the last one, and then bringing the piece back, if it came back at the time or when it comes back, that's the retrieval part. And then the integration is when it's just kind of getting settled in and becoming a, you know, permanent part. Like if it's a jigsaw puzzle, then those lines are erased because now it's just part of the picture. So we'll do on this one, you can decide if you have something going that you want to continue from the last one, you can, and we'll check in. I'll have you determine that in the journey. You might have a sense of it right now, but sometimes that's different. I was talking to a person who did a soul retrieval workshop a while back, and she said, you know, I totally thought I was going to be working on this thing, but I ended up working on something else. So you just don't know. Check in with, like, especially you, because you sort of started a big project. You can see how it feels if you want to keep going with that thing or start something else entirely. Okay, so if you want to, you can go for the same size piece, same type of thing, or if you want to go to something even more, you know, a little more intense, you can do that. It's completely up to you. Mm-hmm. What you feel like right now.
Can you go back further?
Yes, you can go back further in time if you want. Absolutely. If sometimes things that are further back may have more stuff in there, or it's just been in there longer, mm-hmm. you know, so it can be harder to get out. So that's why I'm just starting real gradually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can go back further and just work on whatever you want. Okay? All right. Okay. So take a deep breath in and exhale gently. Another deep breath in. Exhale gently. And a third deep breath. And exhale. Just keep breathing comfortably. And since we're just coming back from the break, make sure you feel your feet on the floor. That's for grounding, and the food that you ate is also helping with your grounding. Okay, so this one is pretty open. You can look for a soul piece if you'd like that's around you, or you can go into your soul and look for a place that jumps out at you. You may want to continue on with something that you've already worked on. Just check in. You may want to check in with what you were doing last time, if that fits. And so if you are looking for a piece, you might see where that's going to go. If you're looking or feeling in your soul, you start going into that space. See if there is some extraction to do with something in that space. feelings or some kind of substance or texture, color, or sound. You know what needs to be done, or you can ask and determine what feels right. And just know that what you've chosen or what's been presented is the right thing for right now. So you may be clearing out and you may even want to ask or determine whether an action is needed. Doing is exactly perfect. I don't even need to say anything. If you feel complete with something, you may want to look for something else. Just enjoy that feeling. With everything you feel or observe, you have a choice. How do I want to do this? Or what seems to be needed right now? If you're extracting, it's okay to feel what you're feeling, even if it's intense, or even if it's uncomfortable. The feeling that stuff in there is how you release it. Can go as deep as you choose to go. Another minute or so, or a little bit longer. And people also may come out of this one at different times. See how you're doing, and if it feels like the time to bring a piece back, or it may already be back. See what more you'd like to do right now. Feel done, you can start coming out of it. You can finish up or come to some kind of point where you feel like it would be a good stopping point. Continue. That will take maybe 30 more seconds. If you'd like, If you feel ready, you can come back. But it can be very gentle. If you'd like to write down some things, you can. You can just be in that energy if you want. Get something to drink.